Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I realize it's been a week since I saw John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum. Wow, that's a mouthful. But let's be honest, it's going to be in theaters for a while, so you'll have plenty of time to go check it out if you want to. But for now, here are my initial thoughts on the film. John Wick Chapter 3 continues the tradition of what the series is known for, which is insane, unyielding action throughout the whole film. I like that it picks up right at the end of the second movie, which really brings a sense of continuity to the series. But other than some insane new spins on how to kill people, the only thing this movie really brings are some bits about the backstory of John Wick's past and the world that he inhabits. As always, spoilers are ahead, so if you'd rather not know anything about this movie, then come back after you've seen it and keep on listening. My biggest issue is that this film is way too long. While the action scenes are brilliant, a few of them just carried on for an unruly amount of time. It is also worth noting that this movie does have the longest runtime in the series. And going along with that, Halle Berry's character Sophia shows up in the middle of the film, is so John can gain an audience ultimately with the leader of the High Table. That story progression is completely fine. My issue is that it seemed to me that the whole point of this side adventure was to have this massive action set piece with the attack dogs in it rather than what the story was actually trying to do. And this is the action sequence that mostly felt way too long to me. My other problem is that this movie really just felt like a setup for the sequel, which as it turns out, it was. Everyone thought this was going to be the last film in the series, but shortly after it came out, they announced there would be a fourth one, which makes sense considering that this one kind of had a big cliffhanger. But other than those few things, I did like the majority of this film. I can never not say that the action sequences were completely off the chain and very well done, and you can tell they were really trying to up the ante, which of course they had to, and they did. It just makes you wonder what they will have to do next time. The movie does bring a lot of new backstory to the world that John Wick lives in, such as this new Judicator character, and more on the High Table and some interesting bits about John's past, but the film never really elaborates on any of these things. I do like the 24 style of these movies, speaking of the 24 TV show. They established in this film that the events of all three movies took place in a time frame of like a single week, and I imagine number four will pick up shortly after this one, if not right after as well. But ultimately, the thing I like about these movies, and I know it sounds kind of crazy, but these movies are really structured like a video game, to be honest. With each movie being a different level with multiple stages of bad guys John Wick has to overcome, and each movie ends with some sort of boss fight, I play a lot of video games, and this is just something that really popped out to me, and I just really appreciate things like that. In conclusion, if you are a fan of this series or just action movies in general, you will enjoy this movie, but it isn't really too groundbreaking at this point, which could be a potential problem for the series moving forward. That's it for this one. Thanks for listening. I know I don't normally tease the next episode, but with it being the summer movie season and everything being laid out the way it is, I'll catch you next time for Aladdin. Until then, catch me on the socials at Ace Cinema Central, and I'll see you next time.
Booyah!